Welcome to the first ever episode of Two Way Grit Grind the NBA G League. I'm John Harder-Phillis, joined here by Nima Zavadzida, here to break down everything about the G League, literally everything. I mean, we're both really excited. We've been having this in the works for a little while. Nima's got some really cool stuff going on. I've got some cool stuff going on. I mean, there's just a lot of just excitement here. I mean, Nima, if you want to tell maybe everyone a little bit about yourself, I'll go jump in and kind of why we're doing this thing.
Yeah, my name is Nima Zavadzida. If you have tuned into Gen Z Hoops, you probably know me as the Gen Z Rockets host. I've also been on Gen Z Hoops a couple times. I'm super excited. I just got a job with the G League. A lot of my work is going to be basically just watching games. So we're here to, you know, break down the games for you guys, highlight the best players, maybe get some interviews in here and there with players, GMs, anybody in the front offices of these teams. It's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of coverage. We're going to do some really cool stuff, hopefully.
I mean, you didn't mention that you are a two-time guest on Gen Z Hoops in the actual show, whether it's interview, we did some Rocket stuff. No one else has that title. So out of the 300 episodes that we've done so far, you're the only two-time guest on Gen Z Hoops. So that's very important. Obviously, Gen Z Rockets was awesome, too.
I feel better than Tommy Shepard.
He's got one. He's got one. So you definitely haven't beat there in terms of volume. But definitely, right, just a lot of fun, right? It's great. I mean, let's just talk a little bit about, I'll talk a little bit about how we met each other, which is crazy. And I think it's a super huge part of this show and kind of bring some light as to how this all happened. But Nima and I actually met back in January. I put up a thing on LinkedIn about Gen Z Hoops and getting, you know, new hosts and growing it from Big Fellas to Gen Z Hoops and kind of growing it and having division breakdowns and all this cool stuff. And Nima, being a diehard Rockets fan, was like, oh, I have to do this. And I have my own show called Rocket Sense and all this stuff. And after a little while, we kind of got all settled in. You were doing Gen Z Rockets after a while. You were doing the division breakdowns. It was pretty cool. And we had all this stuff kind of going on for a few months. And I'd never met you in person until, was it April or May when you were visiting? I think it was April.
I believe it was April.
I think it was middle of April. And you were the first person from Gen Z I'd ever met from networking on LinkedIn. We went to get Shake Shack in the city. That was a fun video. I still have the video saved on my phone of we dapped each other up right outside the Shake Shack.
I think I was wearing this hoodie too.
You were, because you just got into Columbia the week before that. So that was a big, I mean, it's fun. Every time we're seeing each other, it's big news is happening. A lot of big news has happened since April. But I mean, we met each other there, then we went to that the Nets game one, which was back, fast forward a little bit over to June with and you got to see 13 seconds of James Harden. Yeah. Nets Bucks game one. You saw 13 seconds of him, so that was obviously a lot of fun seeing your favorite player. Or, well, maybe not.
Let's calm down. We'll talk about that another day.
It's a complicated relationship. It's complicated. It's complicated, basically.
We'll talk about that another day. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a whole podcast in and of itself. But we did that at game one, and then we saw each other again. I'm in Vegas. It was funny. We had only seen each other for an hour to 2 hours, at a game or at Shake Shack, and then we saw each other for 10 days straight in Vegas for NBA Summer League. I'm so happy. I took some I was like, Nima, you got it. Sign up. You did it.
We did the virtual one in March as well.
Oh, we did. We did the virtual one.
We were kind of AFK the entire week.
I was missing in action. I'm not going to lie. So during that one, apologies to whoever was on my team. We did the trade deadline. It was a 2-hour trade deadline from 1 to 3 o'clock. And from 12 to 4, I was coaching at Xavier. So I'm getting these phone calls while I'm coaching. I'm running out and being like, yeah, let's make this trade. Let's do that trade. It was a mess. But we tried that. That was fun in March. SBC was that's 10 episodes of this thing right now. I mean, we're gonna have all of our buddies from SBC jumping on this two-way to talk about it. But it's been fun. It's been a magical last few months. And this was kind of the culmination of all of it. It's like, you know what? I mean, it was kind of this kind of was the brainchild of, okay, you got a sick new job at the G League. I'm starting up with MSG in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from yesterday, October 4th. And what better way for us? I mean, the G League's growing exponentially. So many of our contacts, so many of the Gen Z Hoops guests are from the G League. It kind of opened my eyes. This last year, no one watched the G League before this. Whether it's the two of us or most of our friends.
As a Rockets fan, we use the G League quite a bit. So for the last couple of years, I have been tuning in. Definitely, I will say this year with the bubble, I definitely watched a lot more, especially because of the Rockets were, for lack of a better term, ass. and all their players were basically down there. I mean, KJ Martin was down there. KPJ, who had just been picked up by the team, was down there. So tuned in a good amount. And then also the beautiful Ignite. Very, very happy about them. Super excited to watch them this year. with the talent that they have. They also just signed Jaden Hardy's older brother, Amari Hardy. That's a hard name to say, Amari Hardy. But yeah, so they're gonna be a fun team to watch. There's a lot of fun G League teams to watch, man. And kind of like how you're saying, back to how we met, the entire time we were talking was basically just about the Rockets. We'd even get into the like, oh, I need you to do this, or like, let's do like a podcast or whatever. It was just like, oh yeah, like James Harden this time, and like all of that stuff. And so that was, and then like my interview with the G League was almost the exact same way. The guy started asking me a couple of questions about the G League, and I just kind of like went off and started talking about the G League for an hour and a half.
That's the passion, right? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, so I'm super excited to get started here. Like, it's going to be a lot of fun. We already have some pretty big guests, I would say, like, lined up to come join. So that'll be really fun. And then, you know, the rest of Gen Z Hoops Podcast Network is definitely about to start growing pretty big. So some big moves being made, as well as, you know, something else you guys can look out for on my end.
Oh, that's gonna be different. What's coming up with you in a few months? I don't know if our viewers are ready for that. But you mentioned the G League Ignite team, so you're gonna be all over that. Tell us, our listeners, a little bit about that. I'll talk about my Long Island Nets stuff too, because I'll be at all those games. You'll be covering all the G League Ignite games. Like, what's going on there? Because G League Ignite's probably the coolest of all the G League teams. No offense to all of our wonderful other 29 teams and all their great guests that have been on the show. But they're like really doing some. I mean, they're only a year old and they did a lot of cool stuff. Like, should number two pick in the draft. Like, a lot's happening down there. Like, what's kind of your role with covering them this year, and how is that going to translate?
Yeah, I mean, so like I said, a lot of my stuff is just watching games and like playing stats and whatnot. I'm working a lot with like the just auditing and then also some like stats tracking stuff, because I have a little bit of like programming background. But I will say, like, I do get to do some like live stuff with the Ignite. Possibly the G League showcase, hopefully in the winter. The Ignite, you know, won't be playing a normal G League schedule. They are kind of like playing spot games here and there. So don't get to see as much of them as I would like. But, you know, they got some really good talent coming in, and they're flourishing, man. They just had 4 picks in the last draft. I think they can get another 3 or 4 in this draft as well.
Going to be definitely a lot going on there. So you'll be all over that. I mean, whether you're in part with the showcase, all that cool stuff that you'll be at, that's a lot of things for you to soak up there. I'll be at every single Long Island Nets home game this year. Really excited about that. I got to tour the facilities last week, and it was pretty cool. There aren't that many season ticket holders, so I feel pretty cool walking those halls and being part of that exclusive club, to be able to sit. What, not one of one. There's a few others with me. I think I haven't met them yet, but definitely really cool being there and just seeing me. I'm taking a picture at the center court, like really feeling a part of the Long Island Nets family, which is something I haven't gotten to feel with a lot of other teams. So that's gonna be a lot of fun, getting to go to those games, see past guests, cover that.
I'll probably join you for a few of those.
You are there's a seat next to with your name on it.
I gotta make it out to Long Island first. That's a track.
It'll be fine. You meet me in a story with 15-20 minutes on the train for you from where you are. And then I'll drive. So for me to drive over to Long Island, you're making
me. My bad. I thought you meant 15 minutes on the train to Long Island.
No, definitely not. No, 15 minutes for you to get to me, ish, about maybe 20, 25. And then for me to Long Island, it's like 20, 25 minutes. Easy. Oh, it's fast. For me, from my house to drive over there, not bad at all. So the trains work pretty well. Driving works pretty well. People are sleeping on Long Island Nets. They're sleeping on like that trip for me. It's going to be fun. It's going to be special. I'm making it many, many times, 24 times exactly this year. Who knows? It's going to be fun.
Maybe we make the trek up to Westchester.
Honestly, if the schedule, I was looking at that. The schedule, they're doing it regionally. That's something we could talk about too with the G League, and we'll definitely go into that. So doing it regionally, unfortunately, we won't get to see our friends from the South Bay Lakers or the Birmingham Squadron or teams like that. But we will get to see, right, all these teams nearby, the Maine Celtics. We'll get to see the Delaware Bluecoats. We'll get to see the Greensboro Swarm. Yeah, the cool teams, right? We'll have fun with that.
I love the Bluecoats. Like, some people know that, like, I work with a trainer. He's got a couple guys out there in Philly, so super excited to see what they do as well.
Oh yeah, so there's some cool stuff going on there. A lot of Raptors 905. I'm trying to think, the first College Park Skyhawks. A lot of those teams are going to be visiting the Long Island Nets for those back to backs early in the season, and we'll get to see a lot of our friends there. We'll get to meet some new people there, over at those Long Island Nets games. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Really, just so much going on. Both of us are doing so much at the same time.
Are you trying out this weekend?
I considered it.
Are you trying out this weekend?
So if I didn't break my nose,
the first player season ticket holder.
If I, oh man, that would be special. I after breaking my nose, which that's the reason for the discoloration over here. I would have. I could put the Rip Hamilton mask on. I'd go out there and play. Don't know if it's the best idea, but I'm not sure if you saw this, Nima. I saw this on Instagram this morning. There was a 62-year-old that tried out for the Birmingham squadron this past weekend. I got to reach out to Coach Ryan, and there was an interview of Coach Ryan Pannone, and they asked me, said, what did you think of him? And he goes, he's pretty good. They're like, you know, obviously we're working hard, doing all the right stuff. So we'll see. I think I might be able to hold my own against some of the guys that don't belong. So of the guys that don't belong.
6'4" center.
I could hold my own against the guys that don't belong. The guys that do belong, no shot. But the guys that don't belong, maybe I could, like, make it work with those guys. So we'll see.
You'll be one of, like, 8 6'4" centers over there.
That's all that matters is other people like me. So I have the competition. I have those guys to outwork maybe at that camp. We'll see. I don't see that happening. That would be a lot of fun, though. And just overall – it's just exciting, right? And just like the fact that you could even ask that question is just awesome, right? The fact that we can involve ourselves with the G League so much is just so cool. And I'm looking forward to it.
Maybe next year we'll get some tape of you trying out. Maybe I'll try out. Fuck it.
I told you. For those listeners that don't know, Nima has a very, all we need is the challenge and then you'll accept it. I know that because whether it's Damian Lillard shot over the Rockets 2014, or the Iranian national team losing to Team USA, Nima has told me.
I can still make that team.
Exactly.
Especially if I know I can't make a G League team, but if for some reason, like they're like, man, this kid can hit threes. If I'm on a G League team, It's over. Call me the Iranian starter. I'm starting point guard. Yakhchali moving to the shooting guard. We're killing Asia.
I can't wait to see as long as
the metadaddy's still there, as long as the big man's still there, we're killing Asia.
Look, if you're working with Aaron, you'll be set. I have no doubt about that.
I need to actually start training if that's the case. I'm getting stripped out here in the Morningside Parks. The handles aren't working, but if you need me to shoot from 35 feet, I think I got it.
Yeah, that's the only prerequisite that you need. So we'll see. But obviously, so many cool stuff going on there. What else can we talk about? There's so much that we're both doing. I'm trying to think. You talk about Columbia a little bit. Like, what do you mean? You're doing some cool stuff there. Like, what's happening?
Classes started last week. The master's in sport management, taking some classes. They're cool. Again, I learned a lot about the industry and some of the legality stuff, which I feel like I need to learn at some point. And then also like some refreshers on sport analytics, which, you know, it's always good to just kind of keep my feet wet and all that stuff. And then I'm taking a class with a former guest of your show, Len Elmore.
Oh, yeah.
Great guy and great class. It's about athlete activism. Learning a lot about that type of stuff. So, you know, really excited about, you know, just kind of the next year or so here at Columbia. And then, you know, we'll see what happens after that, but it's going good. It's going good. I'm excited. Hopefully you're joining sometime next year.
Maybe. Has Len worn his socks at all to class?
I don't check his socks.
You gotta check. Take a little peek just under your desk, see what happens.
I've had two classes. Neither of them I've paid attention to what he's wearing socks wise or even clothes wise, honestly. But you know, next class I guess check. Hey Len, can you pull up your pants real quick? Let me check your socks.
I'll wear
mine to class and then be like, are we matching, and see what he says.
I mean, hopefully he should. If that would be an epic moment if you were to pull it up and he had
maybe he's listening to this. If it is, hi Len, love your class.
And then I'm trying to, in terms of everything else, I mean, it's fun, right? Like, I wish I had classes the way you have classes. Like, those sports activism classes and stuff would be so interesting. I'm not really going with that right now. I'm going with more of the operations, management, stuff like that from Baruch. We'll get through it. Maybe, like you said, I'll be joining you next year. Management and
operations stuff come next semester. I had to take.
Oh, so you took all the fun ones first. You kind of front loaded it. So it's like kind of.
I wouldn't say the fun ones. I'm taking sport law. Which is, it's fun.
I would call that the fun one. But
all of them are fun, bro. I'm taking classes that are exclusively over sports. You think I want to take like differential equations for the sixth time?
Yeah, that would be brutal.
I got way too deep into math that I started like not even understanding terms anymore. I took topology last year. Do you know what topology is? I don't.
So I'd have to Google it.
It's not topography, which is what I thought I signed up for. I was like, oh, I'll make maps. That sounds fun. It wasn't that. So
if it was making maps, you'd be joining Nick Lager's a geography major. That's what kind of what he did, and that's kind of how it's funny. That's like
the way Kirk Goldsberry,
who, yes, Kirk Goldsberry too. So that, yeah, hopefully, I mean, if maybe you gotta make sure we check the syllabus or write a letter to add that class or something to make it work. But over here, Baruch, I'm doing that. I'm also the president of the Bearcat Sports Business Club, which hopefully you'll be able to join us for one of the calls in the coming weeks to share your insight with all of our members. They could, I think they could definitely learn from you, and they'll learn that soon too. Once they hear you for like 5 seconds and hear about this cool stuff you're doing, at the same time, hopefully that'll puts a little fire under them to continue chasing their dreams, whether it's in basketball, football, baseball, whatever sport they're interested in. That's kind of what the club's all about.
And I will say, now that the draft cycle is over, I was on for, you know, on yours for Big Board. Was it the Big Board and the Rockets episode the 2 times I was on there?
So the Rockets episode was, you know me, I know the numbers by heart. So the Rockets episode was 134 of Gen Z Hoops. That was you kind of doing, it was Franchise Fridays, pick 34 to kind of go with the whole Hakeem That's narrative. I know every single episode by the back of my head. And the other episode you did, and that was all about the Big Board.
Hey, so I guess, am I technically a 3-time guest? Because I was on the TBL episode. You put me down as a super.
You were. Fan. You were a 3-time guest of Gen Z Hoops. That's crazy.
Not to mention the division breakdowns.
Oh, division breakdowns, then you're in the 40s. But that, yeah, we get those. In terms of interviews, video, the video is the creme de la creme of Gen Z Hoops. You're a 3-time guest. That's absurd. That's actually pretty crazy. And you will. And once we start doing some G League stuff, and stuff gets put on there, you'll be getting to 4 and 5 times, maybe into 6, like MJ, like Bo's, like the GOAT. Always goes back to MJ. If you get to 6.
But like I said, as the draft cycle is now done, unfortunately, I have to get back into it because there's another one to go through. I just made my list of players to watch. It's a little over 140 names, so this is gonna be great. You know, stay tuned. I have some cool stuff coming out for the draft stuff. The guys that are in the G League, there's a couple of Dyson Daniels, Jaden Hardy, what's his name? I think Michael Foster, and Scoot Henderson is gonna be class of 2023. Definitely gonna have some stuff on here for that, but you can also find the rest of my draft content that will be coming out pretty not soon, like not within the next month or so, but like probably once the NBA season starts getting the swing of things. I need college to start. I'm excited for college basketball to start. College football has been going pretty well. I need basketball to start because I'm tired of pretending I like the NFL or even baseball. I've watched way too much baseball in the last like couple of weeks. I started playing the show.
Okay.
Yeah. So I need basketball.
It's only 2 weeks away. It's coming. The preseason game, Bucks Nets, is coming. Preseason game. You and I might be playing on the court together right after the game ends. Giannis might be coming out. We'll see what happens there. So Nima, you've been mentioning the cool projects you're going to be doing and things that are coming in the near future. I'm gonna mention a few of mine and rattle them off because this episode is gonna be immortalized as our first ever two-way episode. I mean, if I say it here, it's got to happen, right? I can't just say that I'm going to do something here and then not do it. That wouldn't be me. So one of the things I really want to do is get a book going about kind of just recounting a career in basketball and what that might look like. I want to write a book. I've been trying to do it for the last year now, and it's always gotten pushed by, okay, we're doing Gen Z Hoops now. Let's push it another few months. Oh, we're traveling all summer to whatever. I went to 6 states I've never been to before. Let's push it over another couple months. It is happening. MSG might be starting in 2 weeks, but I'm starting this book. It is happening. I will be referred to as an author from here on out. I'm doing that book. I've been saying it and I haven't done it. So that book will get done. Nothing with two-way MSG. Those are great and they'll be happening, but they are not stopping the writing of the book. So the book is happening. Gen Z Hoops will keep on going strong. MSG will be rolling. Coaching at Xavier, I've now become the assistant JV coach at Xavier from being the freshman coach. After being the summer and spring league head coach, which is a lot of fun. They coach for gave me the reins to do that. But I will be coaching JV this year. That will be a big thing for me. I'm praying we get a varsity B team. We've never had one before. And because of COVID, there's thoughts about doing one. Unsure if that'll be the case, but that'll be awesome. Other than that, this basketball journey, man, it's something. And I mean, we're here to tell both sides of it, two ways of it. There's two different stories we're telling, 24/7. There's a lot of grit. There's a lot of grind. At the end of the day, it's all about the NBA G League, baby.
You really tried your best to get all of that.
I did it. Someone's got to write that. It's all the top of my head. Someone's got to write that down, man. But we are telling both. I mean, right. There's two ways of it. I think I'm so excited for this show. I love our logo. Shout out to Sarah for making this. This was a couple months ago and it took us some time to get it going. I made this Zoom background about 5 minutes before we jumped on this. And I think it looks pretty good. If I do say so myself. So we'll be going with these for a little bit. You'll be getting your G League gear soon, I'm sure. Right? You'll be all decked out. I shall be getting some more of these.
Yeah.
And then we'll be looking good. We'll provide awesome content. You said it at the start of the show. You name it. We're here to kind of shed some light and tell the story of a league that doesn't get the love it deserves. The G League's awesome. No one knows about it but us and our listeners that, you know, obviously are really invested in it. So we're here to tell that story, and we're excited you guys are all here for the ride.
Yes, sir. Start paying G League players. That's all I have to say to end this.